run vital diagnostic while I'm proceeding on this. I don't want anything to go wrong. Thank you, computer. Our vital range is acceptable. Okay. I'm gonna pull her out of cryo. Beginning sequencing. Whoa, calm down. Stay still, please. We have to pull you out of cryo early. It seems like there's something wrong with the bay, and odds are you're gonna have to be transferred. It's okay, take it easy. It's just space sickness. You've been out for around 22 years. We're not even halfway there yet. Hence why I have to transfer you. I get woken up every 6 years just to check on things. Yeah, being a caretaker sucks. It's okay. Everything's okay. Just try to catch your breath. Don't move too much. Your body's still acclimatizing. It's a problem when you get frozen down on Earth. When you get woken up out here, it's rough. It's okay. I'm gonna see if I can do repairs on your bay, and if I can't, I'm gonna have to move you. But I wanted to wake you up because doing repairs when there's a person in the pod, it can be risky, so I'd rather have you up. Besides, it's nice to have a person to talk to, even if it's half asleep. We're not far. We're about 2/3 of the way to Europa at this point. We'll plan to dock there, and I believe we'll wake up half the crew to refit, then make the rest of the journey. Although it says here you're not slated to be woken up for the refit. You're the xenobiologist? Well, here's hoping we don't run into too many aliens, right? Yeah. Oh. I don't see a whole point in that, and you won't really remember much of this when you go back under. Now it'll be like a hazy dream for you. I struggled to remember the last time I woke up, what I did, even how long it was. Usually I'm up for 48 hours at the most. I'm on reduced oxygen right now. It's hard to get used to. You don't really need oxygen when there's no one around. Not like your sense of humor. It's a pity I can't wake you up every time. I can make a tradition out of it. If you just keep breaking your pod. What are you, a restless sleeper? You kick a lot. I'm kidding. No. It's just the cryotubes, I think. Your temperature is fluctuating. You know, a degree or two, either north or south, it's can become critical. Cryostasis is a very, very, very fine science, apparently. I try not to worry myself about the science of it. I'm more of a tools and engineer guy. I'll leave the science for the scientists. No offense, after all, you are a xenobiologist, but, yeah. I'm just a simple guy. Give me a spanner and a ship and I can fix it. I don't really care about your physics and your xenobiology. No. I don't know. It feels like all the alien life out here is trying to kill me, so I prefer not to study it. I have enough time struggling to understand human biology. Or I guess human psychology. Why do you say that? Not everyone who goes out to space is running from something. In fact, I'm actually not running at all. I'll be on the return trip back. Yeah. I have a family back on Earth. It's crazy. When I left, my daughter was just born. When I come back to her, she'll be 7 years old. But I won't have to make another one of those voyages for another 10 years, so it pays the bills. And that should about do it. I think you'll be good to go. Well, you're welcome. Besides, you don't need to thank me. You won't even remember me. Yeah. Cry makes everything fuzzy. Now lean back. Stay put. Why don't you take nice deep breaths for me? There you go. Alright, I'm sealing you in. Have a nice sleep. Alright. Computer start cryo process. Monitor vitals. Run system diagnostic. Is everything within acceptable parameters? Confirm. Log the date and time I'm returning back to my bay. Start prepping sequence on my bay. Alright. How long before we arrive, computer? The next diagnostic wake up. I'll see you in 34 days then. End lock.